Good morning. You are listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. I'm Matt MacArthur.
And I'm Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And we have got a pretty darn good tape for you today.
We were, it's been interesting for us because we're waiting anxiously to be able to do our mixtape to celebrate whomever, you know, way back in the fun drive that we did like a month ago, to celebrate whoever donated the most and, you know, all this stuff. But we're just punching through some logistical issues right now. And so we're, you know, buying time each week trying to figure out what are we going to do?
I mean, it is what it is. They're still like tabulating, you know, which show has done what and all that stuff. But but it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. And so this week we were kind of, you know, chatting back and forth. What should we do? And, you know, how should we, you know, it's getting kind of sunny. Things are getting a little bit summery. It's getting kind of cloudy actually today.
Yeah. So it's kind of a good thing we didn't do the Welcome to the Sun mixtape today.
Yeah. Exactly, love songs for the sun or whatever.
Yeah,
but I personally like to, you know, think of this mixtape that we have today and personally call it, if you don't mind my saying so, Matt, I like to call it the Black Lights and Velvet Paintings mixtape.
I like it because it's going to be like a nice little psychedelic tape for you today.
Exactly.
And you know, we're going to discuss what that all means, you know, because psychedelic can apply to all kinds of different genres.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to get straight to the music.
I think so. We're going to get out there. We're going to get a little bit weird. And I think a good way to start is with a great song that I like to call Gamma Knife by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Hit it.
We'll be right back.
Black Mountain, Florian, Saucer Attack from 4. And before that, we had Cherry Glazer with Moondust from the awesomely titled Apocalypstic. And we kicked things off with King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard with Gamma Knife.
It just got super, like, gritty and grimy and far out there, nice and quick right off the bat.
Right off the bat, yeah. And now it's going to, like, flow into some pretty interesting areas. But before we play our next artist there, should we talk about the Levitation Festival?
Yeah, it was just announced, I can't remember if it was today or this morning, that Levitation Festival in Vancouver is not happening this year. And who knows if it's even going to happen in years coming up. I don't think it will. I think that it just,
has had
poor turnouts the last couple of years and has had challenges getting people into the venues and coming to see some of the acts, which is a shame because it was sort of the, like, premier Vancouver psychedelic music festival with, like, all kinds of really great out there artists really pushing the envelope, you know.
Black Mountain played Levitation.
Yep.
And
Cherry Glazer played Levitation in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
And King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, I know, has played previously. I think 2 years ago they were at Levitation Festival here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get Black Lips, you get the Growlers always end up playing here, all kinds of stuff, including the next acts we have coming up here as well.
Mm-hmm. And what shall we throw down now for our psychedelic tape?
Well,
our Black Lights and Velvet Paintings tape.
Well, I'm a big fan of Brainfeeder Records. Brainfeeder Records is, of course, Flying Lotus's record label, and they've got so many amazing artists on there. I mean, they have Flying Lotus, there's Thundercat, there's the Gaslamp Killers, there's
Kamasi Washington.
Kamasi Washington, yeah. There's Dallas, Kneebody. There's, like, a ton of really cool, weird, awesome, jazzy electronic stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
And in lieu of both Thundercat and Flying Lotus played Levitation Festival last year, and Thundercat's amazing new album that just came out, I think we should listen to Tokyo by Thundercat off of his new album Drunk.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Turkey Dog Coma by Flying Lotus from You're Dead. And before that, we had Thundercat with Tokyo from the new record Drunk. And, amazing. Just amazing music there from the Brainfeeder family.
Yeah, absolutely. They've, in my opinion, totally like redefined what jazz music is for modern generations. It was always kind of sitting in this limbo of jazz, always kind of sounds like this. And there is some kind of cool freak out jazz, but I think that Flying Lotus especially really pushed it to the next level and brought a whole lot of people along with them.
And it's super psychedelic as well, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just very out there.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick little break, and after the break, we're going to throw some new Canadian psychedelic music at you, and a Stone Cold classic as well.
Stone Cold classic.
So, stay tuned for the Black Lights and Velvet Paintings tape on CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. Stay tuned.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Are you looking for a way to give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports.
Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Thank you.
Kiss the Sun by Strange Things from Vancouver. And before that, we had Elevator with Full Moon Song from Darkness Light, one of my favorite really obscure Canadian psychedelic Moncton, New Brunswick-based bands. And then we kicked things off with Monsoon Moon from Sip from the River from the new Swamp People. Monsoon Moon, also from Vancouver.
Represent.
And so, you know, we're sort of spinning our psychedelic tape, the Black Lights and Velvet Paintings tape.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, psychedelia and just the word psychedelic just kind of has fairly broad definitions, like, when you're talking about music. You know, it could be something very floaty and spacey. It could be something that just plays with, like... or does very sonically kind of groundbreaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I like about psychedelic music, and that you don't necessarily have to be in an altered state to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It can even put you in that kind of state if your mind is open enough to it.
What's interesting, too, about mentioning, like, altered states is I was trying to find a clip that we could have played during the show by Baba Ram Dass. And for those of you that aren't familiar with him, he was really big in the transcendental meditation movement in the 60s. And so a lot of, like, let's take some acid and expand our minds. And he would, like, travel around through Tibet and visit, like, monasteries and do acid with some of the monks and kind of talk about his experiences doing that as well and how they would react and how he would react. And really, really interesting, really insightful, and kind of, you know, at the forefront of a really of a movement that's probably hitting more ground now than it was in the 1960s, because now you have, like, the David Lynch. David Lynch is really big into transcendental meditation.
That's right,
and the
that's
David
right.
Lynch Foundation really supports it, and there's a lot of stuff going on around that as well. And so, unfortunately, we didn't get any Baba Ram Dass, but something else that was also big in that psychedelic movement of the 60s was a lot of world music influences,
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, world music influences in Western culture kind of felt almost psychedelic because it was kind of foreign and would, you know, take people out of...
Especially Indian music.
Yeah.
Like, that was what, like the sort of the droney long, you know, like... pieces that were in one key, like bands started like playing like that, and they started like really spacing out and doing like really cool things with it too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And so there's an artist out with an album out today. The artist is Ify, and they have a really cool album. I don't even know how you'd pronounce it. I don't think you can. It's a bunch of symbols. It's like four eyes and then a plus symbol and then four more eyes because psychedelia.
And don't ask me to pronounce it because I'm guaranteed to, like, 9 times out of 10 mess it up.
Yeah.
I've messed up, like, our own native language, French, on the air before. So don't ask me to pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly. but hopefully people will enjoy this. It's got a bit of not necessarily Indian influences, but like Northern African influences, which have a lot of that similar, you know, Middle East guitar kind of. And then this group is also from Puerto Rico, so they have a bit of that Afro Caribbean influence as well.
Cool.
So here's Banga by Ify.
Salam aleikum, suena mi grito, pico y palo, mucho trabajo. Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo, vuelvo repito, dame cuchillo, pa'lante yo pico, óyeme tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito, negro y verde, oh, una arena. Sé lo que quiero, a eso me voy, abre camino, a eso me voy, dímelo, dímelo, yo te lo doy. Martillo, llave macho, rastrillo. Tres clavos, martillo, ese nene, Dios mío. Tres clavos, martillo, que me falta, cuchillo. Tres clavos, martillo, ¿cómo salgo? Sencillo. ¡Banga! Yeah.
Salam aleikum. Siah. Salam aleikum. Siah. Salam aleikum. Siah. Salam aleikum. Salam aleikum. Suena mi grito, pico y palo. Mucho trabajo. Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo. Dame cuchillo. Vuelvo, repito, dame cuchillo. Dame cuchillo. Pa'lante yo pico. Oye, mi tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito. Negro y verde, negro y verde. Hugo Narere. Sé lo que quiero, a eso me voy. Abre camino, a eso me voy. Dímelo, dímelo, yo te lo doy. Anda. Tres clavos, martillo, llave macho. Tres clavos, martillo, ese nene. Tres clavos, martillo, que me falta. Cuchillo. Tres clavos, martillo, ¿cómo salgo? Sencillo. Anda.
Ify with some unpronounceable title.
Oh, Benga.
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 Benga. And before that, no, we didn't play anything before that.
We talked.
We talked.
We played us.
That.
We played us before
we
that.
We played our lovely voices before that. We're going to take a quick little break from the Black Lights and Velvet Paintings tape, and we'll be back with some more wonderful music for you. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9, Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
because you can't have a psychedelic tape without playing some Hawkwind. That was Hawkwind, Silver Machine, and this was a fun little set. We had the Buttertones before that with Neon Cowboy, and Sacred Pause with Nothing from the new Strike a Match.
I'm loving that Sacred Pause album. I listened to it for the first time like late last night, trying to find some good new stuff to throw on this mix, and was blown away. It's just it's a drummer and guitarist, both female, and they kind of took a page from the Paul Simon Graceland book and just kind of like have those fun African kind of
horns and stuff.
Yeah, horns and percussion and things like that kind of going on. And
very enjoyable. I was definitely bopping along to that one.
Yeah. And the Buttertones are just like good old fashioned, you know, horror movie inspired surf rock.
Mm-hmm. And very, yeah, like, I know, like this tape is great. Like it's just going all over the place, just hitting all the areas, multi-genre.
Scratching all the itches.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Black Lights and Velvet Paintings tape on Mixtapes with Mick and Max, CITR 101.9. Up next is The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. And it'd be fun to see what those guys have on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's great. We love doing this show every week with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully you guys out there love tuning in and just seeing what we got. And it's great. It's great doing this.
And I think there's no better way to wrap up today than a song that we have by Mindsign. Mindsign is a hip hop producer with a Filipino background who's done a lot of cool stuff, produced for a lot of people, and has an album that came out last year called Body Wash. And this song, appropriately, is titled Guess It's All Over. So here's Mindsign on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
See you next week.
Have a great weekend.
See you next week.
Reflection.